Welcome to Pop-Up Chinese. I'm David.
I'm Echo.
I'm Bunny.
I'm Brendan.
And we're back with the hardest tone of all, the fourth tone.
This is my favorite tone.
Brendan likes a challenge. And the challenging thing about the fourth tone is what?
Well, it's a falling tone. So,
yes.
You know, if you find falling off of a log and that kind of thing challenging, if you have problems with very simple operations, then maybe the fourth tone will be difficult.
Yeah, the most challenging part is that you need to first raise your voice very high.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it sounds unnatural if you start low and go lower. You got to go up to go down.
You can try to practice first tone and fourth tone together.
Yeah,
that helps.
Right. Yeah, the fourth tone, like the first tone starts and ends at the very top of your range. The fourth tone starts at the top of your range and finishes at the bottom of your range.
他去
He goes, or she goes, or it goes. We don't know.
他去
Yeah. So you can hear it starts out very high and then, boom, just drops to the bottom.
Yeah. In fact, it drops so quickly that if you have sentences that are filled with the fourth tone, it sounds like someone's yelling at you.
Yeah, or you're punching a wall.
Yeah. I've done that.
When you're doing
because
the
of Chinese. Yeah.
Oh no, come on, it's not that hard.
Well,
it's
no,
very lovely.
It wasn't that. It was that I was in a classroom and I'd just come to China, and I remember I was sitting in the class and I said something, and the instructor, this was at Tsinghua actually, said, "Oh, you said that wrong." Then, you know, curious student that I am, I said, "Well, you know, what actually was wrong about that?" She said, "Oh, it was just wrong."
Yeah, so if you have similar frustrating experience, just come to us.
Yeah.
Come to Pop-Up Chinese.
Yes, we will provide you with more help than they will.
We will be happy to tell you all the ways in which you are wrong.
Yes. But first, let's move on to this fourth tone.
Okay.
The hardest of the four tones.
It's my favorite.
Oh, come on, yeah. David.
You just put everything in the fourth tone to try to sound like you're from Xinjiang.
Yeah, if you want to sound like a Uyghur, our brothers to the west, put a fourth tone in everything and roll your R's and you'll be golden. I nearly got arrested doing that one.
Anyway, we've got some examples. These are really common words. You're going to need to know them. Echo, what are they?
不
means no or not.
不
You put that in front of things to negate them.
Mm-hmm.
Next.
太
so very much, too much.
太
Yeah, and it's usually too much. I mean, it's
yeah.
too something.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So like we know hao, which is good from our third tone lesson.
太好
Okay. And then you've got the opposite of hao, which is
坏
Yeah, and that means bad or
yeah. Also, you can say 不好
Our next word is known in certain circles as a copula.
是
It's an equal sign.
Mm-hmm.
It means something is something. In English, you can say be as in, you know, there is a chair. You can't do that with 是 in Chinese. 是 is an equal sign.
Yes.
Yeah. We've got some other really common words here.
去
To go.
去
We had 他去 before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a very, very useful one. 爱
That is interesting. It's love.
Hi.
Why is it interesting?
Well, it's interesting because why is it fourth tone?
Well, to express the strongest emotion. I. 我爱你. Like that?
Maybe.
Well, not maybe.
I mean, swearing.
calling her a liar.
I know what I'm saying.
Well, I've never heard a good explanation for why that's fourth tone.
Well, why shouldn't it be?
爸爸.
Dad.
爸爸
贵
Expensive
贵
Yeah.
That's a useful word.
Very useful. And a lot of the time you'll hear people saying it's something's too expensive.
太贵了
You should practice that over and over and over again because it will save you a lot of money.
And
yes.
The vendors have never heard it before.
And walking away does it too. But if you say like tai gui before you walk away, they'll lower the price. If you just walk away,
yeah,
you know, they get lazy too. I don't need to make that sale.
And also maybe they think that you just don't like it.
But, we did this one before.
Chuar.
Lamb on a stick.
Chuar.
Yes.
Meat on a stick, I guess.
Meat on a stick. Yeah. Shashlik, kebab.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And let's give you one more, which is a really common adjective. You can use this when it's hot outside.
Ruh.
Ruh.
And if it's too hot.
Tai ruh.
Tai ruh.
So let's just put the fourth tone together with the three other tones so we can hear what it sounds like when it's put beside these other tones. So if it was first tone, fourth tone, we've already heard that.
他去.
他去.
What about second tone and then fourth tone, which is rising and then falling?
十块.
十块.
Yeah. 10 kuai or 10 bucks.
10 bucks. Mm-hmm. And then the third tone and the fourth tone together sound like this.
可爱.
可爱.
Lovable.
Yeah, cute.
Cute.
Yeah.
Fourth tone, fourth tone. Echo, how do you say goodbye?
再见.
再见.
So from Beijing, goodbye. We'll see you soon. 再见.
再见.
回见.
Cheater.